Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We started off this morning relatively weak for the wheat and corn futures, and the beans were strong, but they remained strong throughout the day. The entire grain complex remained fairly strong, all but the corn. Corn did close lower on the day. But well off its lows, about 6 cents off the lows in the March corn. D's 14 was just a touch higher on the highs at 465 and a quarter, up a penny. But the real action and the big surprises came in the beans and the wheat. Of course, wheat was down about 5 cents to start the day, and that March Kansas City closed 14 cents off the lows, up 7 cents at 689 and a half. July 14, which is the crop we're going right now, closed near the highs at 677 and a quarter, up 10 and a quarter. Now, the big news there is that we reached the same levels that we hit on Friday as the highs. And if we get through that 680 level, it looks like we'll see another round of short covering and new buying here as these hedge funds that have been short up to this point start to get out of those. They're short about 37,000 contracts a week. So there's still room for the thing to get up, go up, just simply based on them covering that short position. In the first part of December, that July contract hit just over $7, about $7.10. So that $7 level is another good target at this point.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Newsworthy information on Friday. We had a cattle on feed report. The big surprise was the placements of 109%, or 2.029 million head. That could change the demand picture for corn. And if it increases, then corn should stay relatively strong. And these hedge funds have been getting long corn. They're long about 50,000 bushels as of Friday, or 50,000 contracts as of Friday. And they'll probably add to that position. And it looks like they're adding to it in the new crop, D's 14, at this time. And then we had exports this morning. Wheat, we're looking for 350 to 450. It came in right in the middle at 427. And then corn, we're looking for 700 to 825, right in the middle there at 792. And then soybeans, another strong week. And we're looking for 1.2 to 1.35. It came in at 1.27. So everything is right in the middle of the ranges in terms of exports. Of course, this coming Friday, we have the first notice day for the March contracts, where the March options expired last Friday. So we might see some action there on the front end. Of course, this market's inverted for the beans and for the wheat. So we might see some additional rallying there as May becomes the front month. But we'll have to watch that. And Brazil and Argentina harvest moving along nicely, about 35% done.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up 60 cents at 145.15, March feeders down 50 cents at 170.20, and April lean hogs were off a dime at 99.25. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 6.25 cents at 6.89 even. Chicago March corn was down 1.5 cents at 4.51 1/2. March soybeans were up 15 3/4 on the day at 13.86 1/2. And March cotton was up 83 points. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.